G'day. This is my audio response to Tree's backstage accent challenge that he posted this morning, my time. Well, actually about an hour ago. Question one, how do you pronounce your username? Grover QLD. Where are you from in the world? I think that's going to be bloody obvious. I currently reside in Bris Vegas and in Queensland, and I was born on the other side of the country in Perth. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? Throwing toilet paper on the house? I suspect it's a reference to something called toilet papering, which I think in the US is called TPing, but that's not something I do. I'm well behaved. 4. What is the bicarbonated drink called? We call it soft drink here. Sometimes it's called bubbles, although that generally refers to champers. And occasionally it's called soda, and that seems to be an increasing word that's around. Number 5. What term do you use for gym shoes? Sneakers. Yep, sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? You don't call them anything because they're no longer alive. And because my grandparents were in England, I kind of never knew them. But I used to call my nana Nan. And if my grandfather had been around, he would have been called Pop. 7. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? Trolley or supermarket trolley. What do you use to change channels on TV? The demote. No, we call it the remote, or I poke and prod whoever I'm sharing a bed with and tell him to change the channels. Anyway, number 9, choose any book and read a random passage. Okay. Instantly, she raised up and flung her arms around him, clutching his back, digging her nails in, and God, fuck, hell, it was unearthly. It was heaven on earth. His arms snaked around her and he gripped her, pulling her, yanking her, bringing her as close as she could be. On the edge of the pool table, their bodies coiled together like flames, consuming each other with wildfire. He breathed her name over and over like a fucking mantra, the woman he adored. She cried out, shuddering beneath him as he hit the edge, her glorious sounds, the key in the ignition that set him off. The tension inside of him snapped and he came hard. And if you want to know where that comes from, you're going to have to message me. 10. Do you personally think you have an accent? I do now, mainly because a lot of people on GWA tell me I have. I never thought I did, because growing up I had a very English-sounding voice because my parents were English and I didn't sound like every other Aussie kid. It wasn't until I travelled, went and lived in London, did I realise actually how Australian I sound. And my accent's affected by who I'm around. So if I tend to be around English people, my accent sounds a lot more English. I know when I came back from London, a lot of people said, oh, you've got a London accent. I definitely do think I've got one, but it's quite soft. 11, say these words. Aunt, envelope, theatre, court, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, that's actually spelt wrong, anyway, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pyjamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, GIF, New Orleans, crackerjack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Say any 3 words that come to your mind. Oh, I can only think of swear words. Fuck, bloody, buggeration. I can't do the bonus round, sorry. I am absolutely lousy with accents. I can pick them up, but I cannot mimic. So I'm sorry about that. This was a lot of fun. So that's all I've got to say for. I look forward to hearing what everyone else sounds like. Over and out. Bye.